I've never seen one except in books. It's sort of orange or red and black and white, you know, real colorful.
Yeah, they both have almost the same colors, but one goes all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
The color goes all the way around the belly, and the other one just has it on top. But I don't know which one is the poisonous. They have a little saying on that, but the when the color starts with a red. And, but like I said, I don't know which one's which. But there's one poisonous and one's not.
I've never seen them before. Is it very common around here?
No.
Is it very dangerous?
They are very poisonous. There's not as many as rattlesnakes. You have more rattlesnakes.
How do people try to get rid of them?
They don't. If you see them, you kill them. That's about all.
There's no poison program or anything?
No.
Well,
they claim to do good. They kill the rats and some other things that do harm to the crops.
I heard something about, someone was telling me about the way they try to, maybe it's coyotes, how they try to kill them or something, but they take an old horse and they kill it and they'd inject it with something that was very poisonous, you know, and then they'd cut up the meat or do something like that and anyway, leave it lying around. Have you ever heard of people doing that? And then they'd have to put up big signs around saying, you know, don't get near this. It's
no, I haven't heard that. I've heard about putting bait, but not poisonous bait. And then putting traps around the bait. And then they'll catch them that way. But I haven't heard of poisoning meat for that.
What would people use to carry water in?
Pail.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Bucket.
Huh?
Bucket.
What's the difference?
I think it's the same thing.
What are they made out of?
Galvanized tin.
What about something made out of wood?
Well, there's some made out of wood, but I don't know what the difference would be.
You still call it a bucket or a pail?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing you use to carry food to the pigs in, you call that a...
I never had a pig.
You ever heard of a slop pail or swill bucket or anything like that? And if you wanted to fry eggs, you'd use a...
Frying pan? Pan?
Any other name for that?
No, I don't know. A skillet, would that be?
The same thing?
I don't know, skillet. They have so many electrical things now that I don't know which one's which.
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in a house, you'd put them in a...
vase.
What if you want to grow them in the house?
Put them in a flower pot.
And if you were setting the table for everybody to eat with next to each plate, you give everyone a...
fork and knife setting?
Mm-hmm. What? A fork and knife and...
fork, knife, and spoon set.
Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
Okay, and if you put out three or four of those, say you put out three or four.